Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds bunts towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Vosmick throws the ball into Kaum, who tags Kress for the out. It's 1-0. White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myatt scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Kom moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCain. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Seeds. Com scores. Myatt moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Myatt scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Bob Poser now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. It's 10-1, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.